This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, March 16th, the second Sunday of Lent, Year A, the Game Changer. Dear friends, Nicodemus was a man of the law. That's what it meant to be a Pharisee, not that you were a lawyer, but that your sole purpose was to serve God by ever more scrupulous observation of intricate regulations, governing every aspect of behavior, of thought, speech, diet, hygiene, relationships, work, leisure, and worship. The chosen people lived by Mosaic law, but that wasn't good enough for the Pharisees. You see, they sought God in ritual perfection. Then Jesus comes along and changes the game. He preaches that love, not law, is how God keeps score. Forgiveness, not retribution, is his passion. And for God's people from now on, things are going to be different. My friends, the good news of this gospel is not good news to our friend Nicodemus. You see, he's invested a lifetime in ritual holiness, yet he has seen the power of Jesus. It obviously comes from God, and he can't dismiss Jesus as a crank. Christ is telling him that his world has changed, and he must change with it. He must be born again to see the kingdom of God. But wait a minute, what's that all about? How can a person already be born all over again? You see, it just doesn't make sense to Nicodemus. Not at first, anyway. But as John's gospel later reveals, Nicodemus does come to believe. He defended Jesus in the Sanhedrin and bravely went with Joseph of Arimathea to claim the body of the crucified Christ. So it's safe to assume that at some point and at some level, Nicodemus finally got it. He overcame his intellectual and legalistic objections and received the grace to see Jesus for who he was. He understood that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And so, my friends, the mystery comes into focus. Through the creation of the Father, we're born of the flesh. Through the redemption of the Son, we're born again of the Holy Spirit. And as sure as oxygen and nutrition power our bodies, God's grace powers our souls. Cut off from oxygen and nutrition, our bodies surely will perish. Cut off from God's grace, our souls perish. But Jesus tells us not to worry. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. My friends, in Jesus we're safe. In Jesus we are saved. All will be well. But for our salvation comes at a terrible price. And as Jesus foretells, he'll pay for it for us. The Son of Man will be lifted on the cross for every sin that ever was or will be, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The lyric verse of John's Gospel is simply magnificent, but it never pulls a punch for literary effect. Jesus lays it out straight for Nicodemus, his wannabe disciple, and for the likes of you and me, his easily distracted people. Keep doing what you're doing, and you're going nowhere. Come follow me, be born of water and the Holy Spirit, and it's all yours. The forgiveness of the penitent, the serenity of grace, the joy of the beloved, the eternal life of the saved. Jesus, my friends, has changed the game, and God is waving us home. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit my website at www.davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.